signing in on this beautiful Friday morning before I get into this week's episode, which is Femme. I'm going to play a little PSA, and then we're going to get into it. All right.
Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
Alrighty, thank you, Maryland Adventure Program. I'm not sure if you guys could hear that, but it happened. Okay, welcome. Happy Friday, guys. Alright, I'm just gonna get into it. Oh, true, let me do the intro. Okay, so this is my, wait, guys, I'm sorry, I just woke up, so be patient. Allow me to awaken my mind, please. But welcome to this week's episode. If you guys have never listened to this show before, what we do is we read poetry and we play music, whether that matches along with lyrics or just vibes, there's always rhyme or reason. Welcome. Okay, this is DJ J-May. Shout out to WMU Slay. Okay, so for this week, like I said, we're doing Femme. As always, honestly, I feel like we're always doing Femme. But like, as I should. As we should, okay? Happy spring also, by the way. I was walking here, and I saw three people that I know. And, like, specifically three people. I was like, yeah, it makes sense that I'm seeing you on a Friday morning at 8:50, like, ready to grind for the day. These are my academic peers. And I don't think they know how much they mean to me. I was in, if any of you guys are hip, I was in ILS. I still am. But, like, a living learning program. And I love my little buddies. I love my ILS little buddies. They don't know how much they mean to me. Like, we're literally family. Like, they don't understand. Okay. For this, I also literally just pulled some poetry. I have one poem, and this is the one that I'm going to read first, prepared, because I read it for a class, actually, read it for Spanish class. My professor assigned us lesbian erotic poetry for class, and I got really excited. I got super duper excited, and then we never even talked about it during class. I was like sitting there like waiting for my chance to speak on this lesbian poetry. But it's okay, fear not, because I think on Monday we're gonna discuss it. Okay. Oh my gosh, I don't even have the name of the artist in front of me right now. Déjame buscar. I can't find it really quickly. Trust. Oh, Cristina Perirossi. She published these poems, Poemas Eróticos, erotic poems, in 1971. And it was queer erotic poetry in 1971. So she got a lot of backlash. But she was so ahead of her time. Shout out. Okay, I'm going to read it in Spanish, and then I did my own translation, because there isn't one, like, available. But, yeah, let me read it in Spanish first, and then I'll read the translation that I made. Entré como una catedral, y sus piernas vibraron como los tubos del órgano, cuando, dentro suyo, me puse a pronunciarla. A hacer música entre las naves, bajo la mirada acuiscente de todas las vírgenes iluminadas. I entered as if into a cathedral. Her legs vibrated like the tubes of an organ, while inside her I began to pronounce her, to make music inside the naves, under the approving or acquiescent watch of all the glowing virgins. Gorgeous, stunning, beautiful, amazing, wonderful, all things that I can say about this poem. I read it and I was like, this is genius. I really like, I won't get too much into it because I also need to save this for class. But I don't know if allegory is the right word, but I'm going to say it. The allegory between the female reproductive organ and the inside of a cathedral. It's like an intimate place, a place of worship, devotion, creation. And it's so relatable because every time I'm in a cathedral, a church, a beautiful church, it's sensual. It's genuinely erotic in nature. I think I'm allowed to say this at 9 a.m. on a Friday. I believe so. They can't get me. FCC, you can't get me. And I like the final two lines are so perfect, wraps it up perfectly. Say under the aqueous. Okay, so it's frustrating because something is always lost in translation. I feel like we know this, but genuinely, it pains me to translate things sometimes because I'm like, this is what it means, but like roughly, like you gotta read the original. I swear, you gotta read the original. I feel like I'm always translating, whether that is language or something else. But bajo la mirada acquiescente de todas las vírgenes iluminadas, underneath the watch, the acquiescent, and I like approving acquiescent watch of all of the illuminative virgins, basically saying like they have their approval from las vírgenes to engage in this act of sensuality. And I really love that. I really love that. I feel like there's such a juxtaposition to the common Catholic understanding, especially their stance against queer people. And I think it really says something. And I think she's honestly so brave for publishing this poetry, especially when she did. She did move to Spain from Uruguay, but she was, she didn't move on her own volition. I believe she was forced out, something political, which makes sense. But she published this in Spain, so it wasn't as like, there wasn't as much of an issue. I feel like Spain, Europe was more, I want to say like lenient on these things. But she's so brave for publishing this, and it means so much to me. I feel like a sisterhood. Yes, I feel a sisterhood. Okay, let's get into the music, shall we? We're going to listen to You Don't Have One Hope by Oparelli. This artist was introduced to me by one of my friends. One of the people I went to all girls Catholic school with. So I thought it was super appropriate for this time. So cute. Very cutesy. All right. Okay, this is You Don't Have One Hope by Oparelli.
Body sleeping in their day clothes. You said, I suppose that I don't mind pajamas. I guess it's for solace. Why else would they impress people now? Okay to scrap, fuck you with glitter glue.
Hey, welcome back. Or should I say welcome? I realized the transmitter was not on. Oh, the transmitter's always on. Why was it off? The transmitter was off, so you guys didn't hear any of that. I'm gonna redo it. Hopefully, can you hear or see me? Guys, can you see or hear me? Can you hear or see me? Can you see or hear me? I can't believe that happened. I poured my heart and soul literally into the one poem that I had prepared for today. Hey, but I'll redo it. I hope you guys can hear me now. Give me 1 second to make sure. Give me 1 second. You know what? I'm gonna play a little song while I try to figure this out. I think, okay, I'm gonna play Lacey by Olivia Rodrigo because honestly, shout out. Okay, I'll be back. Don't worry. No, don't fret.
Lacey, oh Lacey, skin like puff pastry. Aren't you the sweetest thing on this side of hell? Dear angel Lacey, eyes white as daisies, did I ever tell you that I'm not doing well? Ooh, I care, I care, I care, like perfume that you wear. I linger all the time, watching hidden in plain sight. Ooh, I try, I try, I try, takes over my life. I see you everywhere. Sweetest torture one could bear. Smart, sexy, lacy, I'm losing it lately. I feel your compliments like bullets on skin. Dazzling, starlit, Bardorian, all in knots. You got the one thing that I want. Ooh, I try, I try, I try, try to rationalize. People are people, but it's like you're made of
back as promised. I'm not sure if I fixed it because I tried to listen. I tried to make sure that I was coming through by listening on my phone, but nothing was coming through. So I don't know. There's like, okay, I can hear it on the board if I press air. I'm coming through, so, you know, okay. Hi, welcome FM. There's something I'm supposed to say when I turn. This is WMUC FM College Park signing on. Hello. This is DJ J May with Rhyme or Reason. Okay, I think we're just gonna go. I'm gonna read this poem again. If you were here for the first reading, thank you so much, and you're gonna hear it again. If If you're here now, this is your first time reading it with me. This is a poem that I found in class, Queer Erotic Poems, that were assigned to me for my Spanish class. Very grateful, very lucky. Life is queer poetry, as they say, as I say. Okay. Entré como una catedral, y sus piernas vibraron como los tubos del órgano. Cuando, dentro suyo, me puse a pronunciarla, a hacer música entre las naves, bajo la mirada acuisente de todas las vírgenes iluminadas. And this is my translation. I entered as if into a cathedral, and her legs vibrated like the tubes of an organ, while inside her I began to pronounce her, to make music inside the naves under the approving watch of all the glowing virgins. And that was by Christina. Okay, her first name is Christina, and I forgot the rest. I had to look it up earlier, and I forgot. Christina Peridrosi. And this was a part of, excuse me, a part of a collection of queer erotic poetry that she published in 1970, which she received a lot of backlash for. And I think she's really brave, and I feel a sisterhood. When I read this poem, it means a lot to me. Okay. No music. Actually, yes, music. We're going to listen to Aguas de Marzo by Eugenia León. Enjoy. This is it's a cute song. Enjoy, enjoy.
Es el fin del camino, es un resto de tronco, es el mismo destino, es un trozo de vidrio, es la vida, es el sol, es la noche, es la muerte, es la luz de arrebol, es un árbol del campo, es el nudo, es madera, caenga, candela, es la mata de pera, es madera de viento, es la misma ladera, es misterio profundo, es el quiera o no quiera, es el viento soplando, es el fin de la espera, es la viga, es el vano, es la fiesta primera, es la lluvia cayendo, es la voz, la ribera, las aguas de marzo, el final de la entrega, es el pie, es el suelo, es la marcha andariega, pajarillo que va, piedra de resortera, nave voló, nave que cae, un arroyo, una fuente, un pedazo de pan, es el fondo del pozo, es el fin del camino, es el gusto, el disgusto, es error, desatino, es un clavo, una piedra, un tremendo descuento, una gota cayendo, una cuenta, un cuento, es un pez, es un gesto, es la plata brillando, es la luz que será, la mañana llegando, es la leña, es el día, es la huella, es la llama, la botella de pan, es el agua que clama, el proyecto de casa, es el cuerpo en la cama, es el lodo en la rama, es un paso, es un puente, es un sapo que va, es un poco de campo, una rana que está, son las aguas de marzo, es verano, es canción, la promesa de vida en tu corazón. José, una espina en la mano, es un corte en el pie, son las aguas de marzo, es verano, es canción, la promesa de vida de tu corazón, es palo, es piedra, es el fin del camino, es un resto de tronco, es el mismo destino, es un paso, es un puente, es un sapo que va, es un bello horizonte, una rana que está, son las aguas de marzo, es verano, es canción, la promesa de vida de tu corazón. Palo, piedra, fin, camino, resto, tronco, pan, destino, trozo,
muerte, las o son las aguas de marzo, es verano, es canción, la promesa de vida de tu corazón.
Bossa Nova for this lovely Friday morning. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I think it's a super cute, fun song. I hope you guys can see or hear me. Can you hear or see me? Can you see or hear me? Can you hear or see me? Can you see or hear me? If you guys don't know what I'm referencing, I'm really sorry. Like, it's like we go to the same internet. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, let me lock in. Okay. Next poem I'm going to read is The Orange by Wendy Cope. I'm not sure if I've read this on air before or if this was something that I read for a class or it's my own. So sorry, I'm tired from my own volition. But this is The Orange by Wendy Cope. Very sweet, very sweet. At lunchtime, I bought a huge orange. The size of it made us all laugh. I peeled it and shared with Robert and Dave. They got quarters and I had a half. And that orange, it made me so happy, as ordinary things often do. Just lately, the shopping, a walk in a park. This is peace and contentment. It's new. The rest of the day was quite easy. I did all the jobs on my list and enjoyed them and had some time over. I love you. I'm glad I exist. And that is The Orange by Wendy Cope. So cute. So cute. Kawaii. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I'm trying to compose myself, but I think I was like really thrown off by the transmitter. I'm also like, can you see or hear me? Can you hear or see me? Okay. To go along with these good vibes, we're gonna listen to Cielo Rojo by Lila Downs. All right. I had something else to say. Oh, just gratitude is the attitude. That's like, this poem is like the embodiment of gratitude is the attitude, and I really just need that sometimes. Okay, this is Cielo Rojo. Hi guys, I'm back. While we listen to this, I'm actually going to read the next poem because I was listening to it and I was like, okay, this is actually like perfect for the next poem, which is Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. Oof, I love this song. Oof, okay. All right, this is Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert, repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about your despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clear blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, The world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. Shout out Mary Oliver, one of my goats of poetry. And with that, we're going to listen to the rest of Cielo Rojo.
Deja que yo te busque.
Y si te encuentro, y si te encuentro, vuelve otra vez. Olvida lo pasado, ya no te acuerdes de aquel ayer. Olvida lo pasado, ya no te acuerdes.
Okay, I'm back now. I found the next poem that we're going to read, and it is The Raincoats by Ada Limón. When the doctor suggested surgery and a brace for all my youngest years, my parents scrambled to take me to massage therapy, deep tissue work, osteopathy, and soon my crooked spine unspooled a bit. I could breathe again and move more in a body unclouded by pain. My mom would tell me to sing songs to her the whole 45-minute drive to Middle 2 Rock Road and 45 minutes back from physical therapy. She'd say, even my voice sounded unfettered by my spine afterward, so I sang and sang because I thought she liked it. I never asked her what she gave up to drive me or how her day was before this chore. Today, at her age, I was driving myself home from yet another spine appointment, singing along to some maudlin but solid song on the radio, and I saw a mom take her raincoat off and give it to her young daughter when a storm took over the afternoon. My God, I thought, my whole life I've been under her raincoat, thinking it was somehow a marvel that I never got wet. Oh, I felt that one. Oh, this is actually my first reading. I scrambled to find it while we were listening to the rest of the song, and I'm familiar with Ada Limón, and I was like, okay, this is gonna be good. And it was. Wow. My whole life I've been under her raincoat, thinking I was somehow a marvel that I never got wet. Wow. That's beautiful. That's gorgeous. Oh, it really speaks to motherhood. It really speaks to motherhood. Oh, I'm feeling really emotional about this. Wow. Okay, and with that, we're going to listen to If You Really Love Me by Stevie Wonder.
Call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool
who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
suddenly
Okay, thank you, ABBA, and thank you, Stevie Wonder, for that lovely music break. Okay, next poem is by literal goat Maya Angelou. Goat. This is phenomenal woman. Pretty woman, wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model's size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. I walk into a room, just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they can't they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breast, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. 'Cause I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. And that was Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou. I think that honestly might be the most favorite, my favorite poem that I've read. Period. Maya Angelou, oh, literally, when she's like, people don't understand, like, it's just there, like, oh, she's magic. You guys are getting, like, unpolished, raw reactions to this poetry because it's literally my first time reading it too. Guys, it's literally his first time on Earth too. but it's literally my first time reading this stuff too. So I'm feeling really grateful. I'm feeling very, very, very raw and vulnerable, but in a good way. Okay. Music. Oh my gosh. Okay. The music that I have lined up is Hero Rider Jeans or Dun 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 by Lil Hero, which is so not the vibe, but I fear we may have to be listening to this, and we may listen to Alice by Pogo afterwards. Yeah, you're gonna have to listen to this. I'm not sorry. It's actually a good song, okay, and that's why it's here. All right, this is Lil Hero. Out, just got it, dun-da-dun. World, Alrighty, welcome back. Thank you, Ari Baby. I thought it was really fitting, successful. I think it fit with the vibe of Maya Angelou's poem, Phenomenal Woman. Okay, we're gonna look for some poetry because I failed to find some during that music break. I have some Instagram, guys don't come for me, but I do have some Instagram poetry that I did want to read, but I haven't read yet, so... Okay, wait, this is actually perfect. This is, I was talking when the transmitter wasn't on, so when y'all weren't here, I was talking about... What was I talking about? Oh, things getting lost in translation. Yeah, things get lost in translation, and it's frustrating, and this poem is really good. Okay. Words, sorry guys. Words do not express thoughts very well. They always become a little different immediately after they are expressed. A little distorted, a little foolish. By Hermann Hesse. That's a silly name. Hermann Hesse. Okay, oh, this is a really cute one. Okay, this was written on a post-it note. Yesterday, I had a poem in my head, but my hand was on her cheek. I refused to release the latter, so I lost the former. No matter, it was surely about her anyway. I feel like it's so real, like when you have a crush and you're just like, yeah, it was probably about her anyways. Oh, that's so real. Okay, let me find some music too. Oh my gosh. Guys, I've never had such a chaotic show, and it's kind of invigorating. Okay, we're gonna listen to Moody in the Sidecar by Natalie Wilson, because she's, I hate to, like, you know what, she's not my goat, but she's a girl, and I love her music. Okay, Natalie Wilson, Moody in the Sidecar, shout out.
I'm so moody in the sidecar, to tell you the truth. I'm trying to figure out who I am, and I'm so blue all in the face over thinking of you. Trying to figure out what I am without you. Without you. And I used to be a mother, just like I used to be somebody's daughter. And I used to be afraid, then I was told that it's okay. Now I'm not sure.
Natalie Wilson with Moody in a Sidecar. Welcome back, everyone. Okay. Déjame a buscar otra vez. Okay, oh my gosh. Okay, this is a really... Guys, this is an Instagram... This is a tweet by Best NCO. Subway Rat made eye contact with me and said, "Join us. When the tracks come, we slide under the tracks and feel it rumble over us like a warm thunderstorm. We live forever, and we love to live." I said, "No, thank you. I am too large." He turned away from me and I cried. It's honestly a masterpiece. Okay. It's honestly a masterpiece. I don't know the emotions in there. I'm going to read it again just for the fun of it, okay? Like just for gigs. Subway Rat made eye contact with me and said, "Join us." When the tracks come, we slide under the tracks and feel it rumble over us like a warm thunderstorm. We live forever and we love to live. I said, "No, thank you. I am too large." He turned away from me and I cried. It's so cute and it's so true. I'm too large. I can't do it. But I wish I was a little subway rat under the train. Rumba, 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 rumba. That's the sound of the train. Okay, I think that is actually the last poem that I'm going to read for you guys. Oh, maybe I can find an original. Actually, I don't think I'm going to find an original because I don't have my my notebook with me. And all of the poems in my notes app are genuinely terrifying. They're all genuinely horrific and terrifying and dark. My patience was fruitful. Wow. My patience is fruitful. I hope your guys' patience is fruitful too. I am gender neutral like the bathrooms, unisex like the shirt. I saw this post on Instagram and was like, oh, when I'm drunk, I write beautiful poetry in my notes app, and then I wake up and find out I wrote a Lil Peep song word for word. That's how I feel. I am gender neutral like the bathrooms, unisex like the shirt. That's honestly bars. Guys, don't steal my bars, please. Please don't steal my bars. Okay. Okay, here's a good one. This is about bad dreams, which I am privy to, unfortunately. Everyone I talk to has bad dreams, so listen up. Don't let the bad dreams scare you back into harmful habits. Let the damaged roots be plucked and returned to dust. It's just unnerving to see their shriveled bodies and smell their mold-infested rot. This doesn't mean they're going to hurt you. That ultimately comes down to what you choose to do with your body. I had a horrible nightmare. That's how I remember. I had a horrible nightmare. And I wrote this. And I felt like immediately after I wrote this, I was like, thank God. Oh my gosh, the other night. Okay, this is like, I'll tell a story and then we're going to listen to our last song and then that'll be that. The other night, I left. Oh wait, shout out! I left WMUC prom, homecoming, prom. I don't know, prom, to go to Taco Bell, as one does, because I really needed to go to Taco Bell. And it was genuinely treacherous. It was just such an uncomfortable environment, which, like, I can't get into right now about like the fast food environment and how that's genuinely intentional, but it was such an uncomfortable environment, especially like late at night, and I was like in a short dress and boots, and I was like, what am I doing? Like I'm just girling out in this Taco Bell like at 12, and they all see me, because I was also alone because I needed to go to Taco Bell, like I just needed to. But when I finally got my order, I sat patiently. I didn't even go on my phone, and I just sat patiently at the table. And then they called my order, and then I got my order. And as soon as I got out of the Taco Bell building, I put my arms out wide and I was like, let's go. Like, I'm free. Yes. I've been celebrating my little wins recently. I've been like very viscerally celebrating my wins. I'll just be like, yes, yes, yes. And start like jumping around. If you see me doing that, find your business or join. Those are the two options that you guys have if you see me stimming. Either A, join, that's ideal. Two, mind your business. Okay. We did it. This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to Rhyme or Reason with me, your lovely host, DJ J May. To wrap us up, we're going to listen to Kathy Left for Kathmandu by Ravina. I did this on this album, Asha's Awakening. There is a guided meditation, which I did last night, and it was perfect. If you guys are interested and like guided meditations, I would definitely recommend this, because Ravina is also one of my favorites, one of my goats. Okay, this is Kathy Left for Kathmandu. Thank you for listening this week. I know it was a little chaotic, but I had a lot of fun, and I will see you guys next week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a really good week next week. With peace and love, this is Kathy Left for Kathmandu by Ravina.